April 20, 1940 to August 21, 2023. On August 21 at her home in Gibson's, Carol took her final breath. Her daughter and granddaughter were at her bedside and her four siblings had come that morning to say their goodbyes. After almost 4 years of cancer treatments that preserved her outstanding mental faculties to the end, her curiosity about what lies, on the other side, has been fulfilled. She leaves behind her loving family, daughter Sarah Honier, grandchildren David Kofol, Nicole, and Cassandra Honier, great-grandchildren Anna and James Kofol, siblings John, Rosemary, Katie Patricia, Jim, Jane, and Helen, nieces and nephews, cousins and innumerable friends. Carol had deep roots on the Sunshine Coast. Her father arrived from Northern Ireland as an infant in 1913. The family lived in Grantham's Landing and Gibson's for 18 months until moving to Vancouver, where Carol was born and grew up. After high school graduation from the Convent of the Sacred Heart, she obtained a Bachelor of Education degree from UBC at San Francisco State University. She studied special education. She established her career working with children and adults with severe mental challenges in Vancouver, Seattle, and London, England. In 1996, she enrolled in the MA program in Whole Systems Design at Antioch College in Seattle, graduating in 2000. In 1990, she moved to the Sunshine Coast, first to Half Moon Bay, then Grantham's Landing and lastly Gibson's. She worked as an employment counselor and served on the boards of numerous local community organizations including the Pender Harbor and Gibson's Landing Jazz Festivals and the Coast Cultural Alliance. She also offered her expertise to international organizations and was responsible for twinning Sunshine Coast towns with counterparts in El Salvador and Vietnam. During her retirement years, she traveled solo to many countries in Europe, Asia and Africa, always researching their history and culture before embarking. She was an enthusiastic participant in local singing, gardening, writing and exercise, coffee groups. She will be sorely missed by all those inspired by her adventurous spirit, her progressive social conscience, her fierce determination to live life her way and her wonderfully generous nature. Carol's family wishes to express their gratitude to all who provided care to her during her illness, especially her close friend Karen Tozak and the Fitness Posse. At Carol's request, donations to Doctors Without Borders or Sunshine Coast Hospice Society will be gratefully received. A celebration of life will be held at a later date.